Protesters in Bahrain's capital on Wednesday mourned a demonstrator killed in clashes with security forces. Going into the third day of protests, over 1,000 joined a funeral procession for the man who was shot dead on Tuesday during clashes surrounding the burial of another demonstrator. Mourning relatives and demonstrators followed the body and chanted slogans demanding the end of the regime. These women followed the procession with their own chants calling for peace and Bahraini unity. Protesters are demanding a change of government with the removal of the Prime Minister, Sheikh Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa, who has governed since British rule ended in 1971. Thousands were camped out on Tuesday night at a major road junction in the center of the capital, hoping to emulate the rallies on Cairo's Tahrir Square. Protests have been driven by complaints of economic hardships, lack of political freedoms, and sectarian discrimination by the Sunni rulers against the Shiite majority. Demonstrators have yet to demand change at the very top. King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa has ultimate control over the 1.3 million people in Bahrain, half of them foreigners. Mariam Ishani, Reuters.